Christmas is almost here. Last call for eggnog shots. It's the Social Club Podcast. And this is your Social Club for the weekend of December 19th, 2014. I'm Josh Rollerson. I'm here with Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. And next time you hear from us, Christmas will have come and gone. So now's kind of the last chance to make any like holiday-themed plans. We'll be talking about New Year's Eve stuff next week. But for now, it is really the time to get your Christmas, your Hanukkah, your Kwanzaa on, if that's applicable. But whatever the options are, I'm sure Rachel knows all about them. Rachel, welcome back to Social Club.
Of course.
How was your week?
It was good. So busy. It's crazy how you think every year, all right, I'm going to get a control over my schedule during the holiday season.
So naive.
I'm going to enjoy the holidays. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to take time. I'm going to shop early. I'm going to enjoy parties. All my work's going to be done. And you know what?
And you achieved all those things.
It never happens. Ever. It's
all
awful.
Right. Well, it's good to be realistic. Next year, let's make a resolution. Hey, there you go.
Be realistic.
There's the transition to next week. Resolution, be realistic about holiday expectations. Just show up.
Okay.
Just do the minimum.
Is that what you're doing this holiday season?
That's what I do every holiday season.
That's what you do every day.
It's the way of life for me. Path of least resistance.
Okay. Yeah. So you're then, I know we've talked about the shopping. Are you all done? You've got something. You've got a present.
I'm all done in the sense that I've like eliminated about 80% of my shopping list. We're just not exchanging gifts anymore. This is what I'm talking about. The secret to life is half-assing it whenever possible.
Okay.
At least for, you know, trivial stuff like that.
I got
presents for my kids. I got presents for like the inner circle of important people in my life. But
oh wow,
friends
and sort of
more just oh yeah.
Wow,
it's a big deal. So in that sense, yeah, I basically died. I should probably pick up a couple of other little things, but made a concerted effort in our family to pare down the gifting because it really got out of control.
Well, I heard something, and this obviously I'm not a parent. I don't have kids other than I am a cat parent. But kids get so many gifts that a lot of parents telling me that they'll hide gifts because the kids get so many they don't realize. And then they'll just like bring it out over the next couple months, even like re-gift things for birthdays.
Absolutely.
Like this to me is a brilliant strategy.
Yeah. Pro tip. Definitely. It's I'm just embarrassed it took us that long to figure it out because like they don't even really care about the contents of the package. They're just into unwrapping it. They get so excited.
Bubble wrap.
And as soon as one is unwrapped, they're on to the next one. And so it's like, yeah, they have no recollection of what they've actually been gifted because like most of it's pretty forgettable anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, you just tuck it away. And
you do that. You do this then.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's amazing.
Fortunately, my kids don't listen to this. So
I know.
Let's just keep that between us.
Okay. Well, podcast
don't
audience. Tell Josh's kids. Josh is hiding presents from them. Yes. But I will say that we do have a lot of holiday stuff going on still. It's pretty much,
of course.
Looking through all of the events and it's kind of the last weekend for things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the really great traditional things that you can do around the holiday season around Pittsburgh. I have like the Nutcracker, the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater has going on for the next couple weeks, which you enjoyed, I think, last year, right? Year before?
I went 2 years ago with my daughter and then last year her grandmother took her.
Okay.
And this year we went to the Pops at the Symphony.
I was just reading through and they have like special holiday guests and performances, because admittedly I haven't seen it and I was reading through and it looks like a really great performance.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's sort of for all ages.
And that's going through this weekend as well. Mm-hmm. And I would say just from I used to work at the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, there are ways to get great seats at a great cost in terms of digging up a discount somewhere.
Call and drop Rachel's name.
Well, I don't know if I would say that necessarily, but there's always a discount floating around. And honestly, the side seats are still okay if you get towards the aisle. Like, that's my hot tip is like even the cheaper seats, if you find the ones closest to the aisle, are great. So you can really get an affordable
deal. So if it's kind of lame, you can bail discreetly.
Josh.
Well, okay. No, that is the parent thing.
I don't endorse that. Oh, that's true. Okay, I get it. You know, parent thing, they're screaming.
Go to symphony with a little kid, you want to have your exit strategy mapped out.
Okay, I get that. But if it's just Josh with his sippy cup from the cultural district and you see him sneaking out, yell at him.
I'm just going to refill my sippy cup.
No. So, but
my
also,
favorite thing about the symphony, by the way.
The sippy cup?
The bar in the lobby.
And the sippy cups are really brilliant, too.
Wait, do they actually do that?
I mean, you can bring a beverage in with you? I assume at Heinz Hall, unless they're different, but I know at the Benedum and at the Byam, they have plastic sippy cups. And so I'd be drinking my wine out of the sippy cup, being all classy.
See, it's not that complicated. When you talk about like the difficulty of getting younger audiences into these cultural institutions, it's not that tricky. It's, like you just, you know, keep the alcohol flowing and
you'll be good to go.
Make a difference. You'll get a better response from the audience.
It's very true.
Up to a point.
I know. Bring the booze. They will show. Right?
Yeah.
So I know that's the message we're sending.
Free advice, cultural institutions.
Get some booze and then go to a show. Well, the cabaret is
always
great.
Consume alcohol responsibly. I feel like we should put that disclaimer on most of these podcasts.
Okay, we'll add that. But it's still a fun time.
Right.
And we also have the Christmas Carol, which is the CLO at the Byam. And that's running as well. So that's a great holiday thing to do with your family. And then we also have a couple shopping things going on. Obviously, the market in Market Square, the European market, which is great for last minute gifts. We have the I Made It market, which I mention a lot because they're awesome and you get great gifts. They're going to be in Shadyside. So this is kind of like a pop-up thing they've been doing the past couple weekends. This is the last weekend to check them out. Obviously, Shadyside has a lot of great stores as well. One of the stores I actually just realized we just discovered, which is awful, is that SW Randall, the toy store. Have you ever been in there?
Oh, yeah, in Squirrel Hill.
And there's Squirrel
one
Hill,
downtown, I think.
Downtown and Shadyside. So it's just you walk in and it's a mecca of toys. And we, when I did my Pittsburgh Today Live broadcast, we brought this like make your own volcano kit, which was really cool. So great local shopping everywhere.
Awesome.
We also have breakfast and a movie, which is White Christmas this year. I know that's one of my mom's favorites. That's at the Hollywood Theater where they're doing breakfast and the movie for $15, which is such a great deal. And then for the older crowd, we actually also have a 21-plus night at the Science Center. And reading through
See?
I know. Right? We're all good. Drink responsibly. Yeah. P.S. But the Science Center has a great one where they're going to be doing a bunch of different activities. This one sounded cool. They're doing some kind of making eggnog with the body stage. I don't even know what that means, but...
Wait, say it again?
It says, so this is reading off the description. It says making eggnog in the body stage. So I don't know if the body stage is something.
Is that like a venue they have?
That's what I'm assuming. Okay. I don't know. It sounds crazy, but fun. And they're doing some kind of poinsettia measure acidity. I don't know. Just
sounds
fun with science.
Yeah,
I know. With science. I don't understand when I read this, but it sounds great. So, and Yelp, as always, will be there as we love to sponsor them. So a lot of really great holiday things going on. Still, Phipps is a great one too. I love Phipps in general, and it's just even more beautiful during the holiday with all the lights. The Frick has their mansion that they open, and which is such a beautiful venue. And they are featuring, I guess, one of the daughters. It was like her debut, so they're talking about that throughout the whole display. And obviously it's a beautiful scene with Christmas trees, and then the Carnegie's has their annual Christmas tree display, which is really beautiful, and a manger scene. So it's a lot of great things that you can do. Oh, and Kennywood, I forgot. Kennywood's good one too. I know, you don't think about that, but they have, so since, you know, the now I can't think of the name, but the last light display is not happening anymore.
Okay.
At Hardwood Acres. Since that's not happening anymore, I think Kennywood kind of stepped in. And so you can go to Kennywood and see the holiday lights and enjoy that with your family as well. And I think it's not been too cold too, so it's been a good season for indoor, outdoor activities.
Yeah, hopefully this weather will hold through New Year's, and we'll all have a better time out.
I know. We'll have a better time out, and also skating. There's so much going on. It's like a blur of things. But you can check Yelp.com for this stuff. But also skating with Santa at PPG Rink. And then Shenley Park. I forget about that.
Oh, yeah. That's a great skating rink.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. We go all the time. We're really nearby. So
yeah.
It's the place we go.
And it's like, what, $2 to $5,
it's
depending
really cheap
on the...
And, yeah, and I think it includes the skate rental if you don't have them.
I think $2 for skates.
Okay.
I'm sure you have your white figure skating skates, Josh.
Absolutely. I have a whole ensemble. Sequins and
oh, my gosh.
Tights. Yeah.
I would love to see this. It's very... what was that movie with Will Ferrell? It was a really bad
movie.
Oh,
Blades of...
Yeah, Glory or something.
Blades of Glory.
Yes. Yes.
And there was, I was going to say Blades of Fury, but that's Balls of Fury.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
This is all
very
getting
similar
confusing.
Thing. All right. Well, as usual, we're off track.
I know.
Hey, before we go, though, I do have a couple of items to add to the list.
Oh, I thought you were going to add events.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm talking about. I was asked to pass along an announcement for... well, there's actually a couple of great live theater things happening this weekend. So if you're planning to maybe take in some theater tonight, you might want to, when I say tonight, I mean Friday the 19th, you could check out City Theater's production of Smart Blonde. This is sort of a biography, I think, of Judy Holliday, star of Born Yesterday, set in New York City, 1964. This show is full of music, and if you're sort of into the nostalgic Hollywood thing, it might appeal to you. It is on tonight, I believe. And in fact, the reason I was asked to get this in as soon as possible is that I think the show is closing this weekend. So your opportunity to check out Smart Blonde is fast diminishing. So that's one. That's option one, right?
Gotcha.
Option two, Bricolage Theater is doing...
Oh, that's another one I forgot too. I'm
right?
glad you said that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. And this year, WESA is going to be broadcasting it live from the theater. So if you can't get out,
that's
you can't
awesome.
Get tickets or whatever. And if you're not going to any other shows tonight, this Friday night, check out WESA and our live broadcast of Bricolage Theater stage production
That's
of It's
awesome.
A Wonderful Life.
And I just read too, at 7:30 they have like games that they play with
oh, cool.
eggnog. Of course.
Right, right.
Bring the alcohol, they will come. So I think it's spiked eggnog.
Every time you do a shot, an angel gets its wings.
That's a good
that's
one.
That's what I heard. I think
I
that's
know.
Right.
Is yeah. that a drinking game that you made up for It's a Wonderful Life?
I'm referencing the movie.
Oh,
come
okay.
on, man. I thought you were up on old movies.
Oh, I love It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah, I know that.
Okay, okay, you got the joke.
But I was just trying to think of how many times they said it in It's a Wonderful Life. I don't think that many.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So every time you watch the movie and every time a bell rings, you do a shot? Is that
yeah,
the idea?
Maybe. Oh, or like every time Jimmy Stewart, like, I don't know, he has that trademark like, I don't even know. I can't even, never mind. Forget it. Cut that out.
Every time Jimmy Stewart makes a weird noise.
Yeah. Doesn't he kind of have that, I don't know, maybe I'm making this up.
You may be thinking of like the Dana Carvey version of Jimmy Stewart from the 90s.
Maybe. I anyway. Do mess up real life and SNL skits a lot.
The broadcast starts at 8, but if you're at the show up early, get some eggnog in you, and you'll enjoy the theater that much more.
And what date is this again that they're broadcasting it again?
This is this Friday only.
Okay.
So Friday night starting at 8. I think it runs until about 9:30-ish, but you can find all the details at WESA.FM. Along with all the details and all this other stuff we talked about. And for further reference, you can always check out
Yelp.com.
Rachel, thanks again.
Of course. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.